Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing with the lies and disinformation. Welcome back. All right, Barnes is going to he'll get back as a busy little elf in his workshop, the things we're doing. Finally, with each state, he'll be back with Owen Schroyer to get into the whole kangaroo trial up in D.C., the latest developments. Owen will be in studio. And then you are quite the expert on election fraud and voter fraud. We were looking over the Kentucky reports that we're going to be premiering in the fourth hour. Good thing that the governor did not concede, because we've caught them red-handed. I mean, this is red freaking handed.
Well, there's a wide range of ways to monitor and document this stuff. Whenever they've done any substantial or sophisticated survey, they find millions of people registered in multiple states. They find millions of dead people registered still in the voter rolls. It reminds me of the old Chicago joke, where they're going around registering voters. And at one point, the young kid says, "Do we have to keep going?" And the head guy looks around the cemetery and says, "Would you dare deny these people the right to vote?" That's the nature.
I remember the Dallas Cowboys, the whole roster was voting in Dallas.
Yeah, in Vegas. Somehow in Vegas, someone had registered every single member of the Dallas Cowboys roster, who obviously were not living in Las Vegas.
And Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny was there. In fact, if you search most voter rolls, you'll find a Bugs Bunny. You'll find the rest. Where this gets exposed is I do a lot of representation of people who try to petition for a candidate, independent, third-party person to get on the ballot, or an issue to get on the ballot. And in that context, you have to go around and get signatures. You'll see the established parties that don't want that issue to be on the ballot or that candidate to be on the ballot. All of a sudden, they become very rigorous about all the problems with the voter registration.
Oh, yes.
They say, "Oh, by the way, this name doesn't even match this address. This signature doesn't match."
Oh, yeah.
Signature. And it's like,
oh, but Donna Brazile, who rigged the debates, on record admits it. And it's in the WikiLeaks rigging things. Oh, she says, "Don't worry about Kentucky."
Yeah, of course.
You just go back to sleep now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and what they usually find in the petition context is half of the signatures are invalid. So if half of the voter registration files are invalid for the purposes of a petition, what percentage are invalid for the purposes of voter registration of people who never even bothered to sign a petition? So that's where there's concerns about the way people are shocked. I was over in London, and they were discussing voter rolls and whatnot. And one of the Canadians who sort of toward to the left was talking about voter ID and how that's discriminatory. And this guy from India said, "Well, of course you have to have voter ID to vote, right? Because what country would not allow you to not require voter ID to vote? Otherwise, we'll have all kinds of voter fraud, vote multiple times, et cetera." And yet that is the United States for the most part. So,
and again, conservatives, myself included, I know how to get the names of dead people. And I know how to go in and vote illegally. You watch the Democrat. I can't bring myself to do it. But there's coming a point where, okay, cheat like they do or shooting war. And I'm just being honest. I've never been a cheat, and I'm not going to adopt cheating standards, but we've got to beat them by sending them to jail. I mean, it's got to happen.
Well, what's fascinating is the absentee voter campaign issue that unseated a Republican congressman in North Carolina. The main person who created those absentee ballots that turned out to be fake or fraudulent was someone who often worked for Democrats. So in California, they saw an unprecedented, in 2018, number of ballots come in after the election was over.
We're going to talk about that in the fourth hour, and they're putting that all off. But Judicial Watch, just 3 months ago, sued just in L.A. and got proved 2 million people were on the roll, shouldn't be, and most of them were voting dead people. A lot of them. That's 2 million just in a canvas of L.A. That's what, like 10 million people.
Well, the biggest issue is if people who are here illegally are allowed to get driver's licenses, and these states are automatically putting them on the voter rolls as soon as they get driver's licenses, then aren't there going to be a lot of people who are?
Well, that's what I was telling Millie. That's the issue, because this whistleblower, this lady that happened to, they live in South Dakota. Her husband is a legal immigrant, but he's never voted. And then she just called a check because she'd already gotten off. She's on there, and he's on there, and they both voted. And they're scared, like, "Well, wait, he's not even a citizen. Are we going to get arrested saying he voted?" "No, you're in South Dakota. It's not your fault." So now we've given to the criminal investigators. We've got recordings of that. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, it's just what you just said. That's how they're doing it.
And of course, this doesn't even get to the issue of having non-paper ballots and having no paper ballot trail, and that you have a lot of states that's purely digital. And so the ability to, they admitted this when they were trying to blame Russians for it. It's like, well, hold on a second. That means you've known all along that you can manipulate these computers to manufacture an outcome. Does this explain why sometimes election outcomes vary dramatically from polls?
Yes, it's incredible. And the Democrats are the masters of voter level fraud, organizing voters into large blocks to vote in the names of dead people or folks that have moved out of the area. And we've got a huge report in the fourth hour. It's game changing. Stay with us. Thank you, Bob. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my head is spinning right now. I've already covered a lot of news, but I haven't even scratched the surface of what we're going to be breaking down here today. But I'm going to do my best to cover a lot of the news right now. And then we're going to have Owen Schroyer, who was up at the Roger Stone trial, in studio, just talk about the leftists, their attacks on him, what he witnessed, what it's like to watch the judge let anti-Trump protesters on the courthouse grounds. She gives them electricity for their blow-up rats and blow-up Trump baby dolls, you know, the baby blimp. But then if they do anything or even pull a sign out, she arrests them. I mean, it's just, she ought to be building a physical railroad out of the courtroom to the federal prison. That's where railroading obviously comes from. And now they want me arrested. And the judge has shot her mouth off about me a whole bunch, and they played clips of me in there, and they're doing it to scare the jury. I'm not threatening the jury, but they go, Alex Jones is threatening you, knowing that that will make them then think of Roger Stone as even more evil. Then they play clips of Roger Stone on the show. So see, I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not going to the Sandy Hook parents' houses. I'm not doing any of the things they say I'm doing, but they use my name to do it. Oh, I'm the big juror tamperer. Oh, I'm the big criminal. I need to be indicted. And again, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about how they do it. They use you as a puppet. If I had an Alex Jones puppet here, and then somebody took it and put words in its mouth, that wouldn't be Alex Jones. But they'll say, Alex Jones had a Grim Reaper on and threatened the jurors. Of course, they don't show you a video because it didn't happen. We had a Grim Reaper on the show about Epstein. But they don't care because they're nasty, dirty criminals. And I just got to ask, what are they going to do next? Can you imagine being Trump? They got a big group of women lined up to say he raped them. That's coming next. Watch. They just recycle the same crap. That's the next thing coming. And then it's going to be, oh, a black lady that worked heard him say the N-word. Just as sure as Christmas is coming up in a month and a half. You can set your watch by what they're going to do. And I'm not just going to sit here and take it. But see, they don't want me on air because this whistleblower was public. He went and testified. It came out that he wasn't a whistleblower. This Ciramella guy, and that his lawyer is, again, got a pledge to remove Trump and is a big globalist bootlicker. And they're threatening to arrest Don Jr. And just off saying, that's illegal, the public's so ignorant, Fox News, don't say his name, it's banned. The press doesn't even know its rights. Same thing with Twitter's banning saying the guy's name. See, first it's don't say Alex Jones 5 months ago, or you'll be banned on Facebook. Now it's, oh, don't show yourself at an NRA shooting event. We call that terrorist. They're now banning people's channels for that. Oh, and by the way, don't promote pro-life. And oh, by the way, don't criticize vaccines. Oh, you took a vaccine and almost killed you and the doctor told you it was a vaccine? Don't complain or you're banned. There's a big list of things, and we're teaching you, if you want to be able to communicate over these new systems, that we're watching with AI. Wow, and Congress does nothing. And we do nothing. Now, I said I would start the broadcast today with really what is the biggest story. And the story's so big, and I've done so much research on it, that I get in a position where I feel like I'm not doing it justice. Like, if I just sit here at the regular broadcast desk, it kind of gets lost in the background. Like, oh, that's just, you know, part of the important stuff he's covering. No. I'm going to do, and I've got to do it. And I've been getting more and more done than I say I'm going to do, because you can feel the quickening, and I may not be on air much longer. I mean, this country may not be here much longer. You may not be here much longer. This is serious. You can feel it. You can see it. But I want to do a PowerPoint-type presentation where I'm at a lectern, probably in here with these big TV screens, and where I walk through scientifically all of this. But 100% there is a process of incrementally engineering our diseased short lives. And the Western life expectancy is plunging, the birth rate's plunging, infant mortality is skyrocketing, and then you've got white papers where they say that they are soft killing us, and they see it as giving humanity radiation therapy, but not to save us, to kill us. And so 5G and all of this, the 2G, the 3G, the 4G has been a test. And now they're going to put in millions of 5G that I've got major mainline scientific reports, you know, American Medical Journal, you name it, admitting that 5G, worse than any other thing you've seen, rattles your molecules like a microwave, it is microwave, and creates toxins in the body and kills you and makes you go insane while it does it. And I was sitting there last night at about 11 o'clock reading a 70-something page, and I read the whole thing. Read two different studies. This one's 40. The other one's over 30. 70-plus pages with mainline studies of how it's killing you and your family. And I just decided I've got to do something. Oh, Los Angeles Times, slight risk in tumors. Oh, no big deal. Well, this is way above that, and it's done by design. You hear them say there's too many humans, we're bad, get rid of our population, save the Earth. This is all part of a diabolical plan. And we've even discovered, going off the maps of where 5G is going in, that curiously, even in maps from 10 years from now, they've got large zones it's not going to be in. And you watch, that's going to be where the property values go up. That's where the elite are moving. We've already documented. And I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, okay? And, but, I mean, I want to go to West Virginia and show you a 9,000 square mile range by law where you can't have any frequencies. And look at who lives there and the helicopter pads and the elites all there. I mean, they got something planned here. And they can oscillate these things to really kill you quickly or fry you or make you go insane. And I've got all the studies, all the patents, all the CIA stuff. I mean, I've got it all. I've got total proof. Just like I told you, I've got total proof of the geoengineering. And now they admit the whole thing while separately having Edward Snowden come out and say it doesn't exist when all he got was limited stuff and like he knows everything. So they do not want you discussing this. They do not want you knowing about this. And I don't trust Snowden as far as you can throw him. So we're going to be laying all of that out as well. But this is a takedown of humanity going on. And I know I harp on that, but I want to explain something. I'm not exaggerating one bit. In fact, it's so horrible, so multifaceted, so huge that I can't even wrap my brain around it. But it's run by a scientific group who are in on the plan, and they've admitted a lot of it in public because they're about to externalize the hierarchy. They're going full operational. Let me put it to you this way. When a king arrives or something, they blow trumpets and have fanfare. Well, should I play Imperial Battle March? Should I cut a finger off to make people know it's important? I mean, I would if it got your attention. I'm not a self-harmer. I'd cut my arm off right now with a saw. I just, you know, hey, I'm really serious. This is killing you and your family. But that would just, they just lock me up. I mean, a drum roll? How do I do this? They're moving out of the beta test of the soft kill, the ambient silent weapons for quiet wars, into operational phase. And so you think cancer up 10,000% or you think all that's bad. Let me tell you, get ready to die. Okay. They're flipping the switches right now. And this is it. So the racism garbage, the sexism, all that stuff is just a distraction of, quote, you know, fake little fights to distract you from this thing is not of this world. It's made a deal with the so-called elite, and the fallen one is making its move on us before we go to launch phase. Okay? We're about to leave the embryonic phase like a butterfly.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the fourth hour today, I'm going to break down something you've never been told about before, exclusively. The secrets of 6G. It's already rolling out, and they didn't tell you about it. And I'm going to tie it all in together. Ladies and gentlemen, with the studies proving that 5G alone causes massive cancer increases and deadly chemicals to form in the body when your molecules rub together, causing violent mental illness. Even LA Times says, oh, just a slight increase, they said, of brain tumors. Total lies, ladies and gentlemen. That is all coming up. Now, Millie Weber has filed part one. She's going to file part two before she comes on the fourth hour. They have hours of recordings from the state of Kentucky. I want to air a special report she's put out dealing with this, and I want you to know, this is just now breaking, it's on InfoWars.com, the video, that there's more coming, not just this, and that we've done our own searching and confirmed what she's about to say. But here's the key. A man who's not voted, who's not a citizen, was put on the voter rolls. The woman is a Republican, hadn't lived in the state for years. She got off the rolls. She's conscientious. She was put back on as a Democrat. And now they're looking at it, investigating it. And as of this morning when I was talking to them and listening to the tapes, they were saying that they had voted, even though they're in another state, and did not vote. So you want to see the proof? 175,000 people that weren't on the rolls were put on, and now we're confirming many of them never voted and aren't even citizens. And remember, the current governor only lost by 4,000 votes and change. They're doing a recount right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just recount the same votes. We need to go in and drill into who voted. And that's where you'll find the fraud. So get this report out. It just went live on InfoWars.com. Breaking, new evidence confirms Kentucky election fraud by the Democrats, of course. That was the individual at the state level that got the change made and got that done, Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundgren, whose daddy just got in a lot of trouble. But I'm sure now that there's going to be a governor they control, everything will be okay. This is a big deal. Here's the report.
Recently, we were in litigation. We had, during the course of this last, what's called list maintenance, deemed 175,000 voters is inactive. And then through litigation from different individual agencies, partners, individuals, that suit required us to add those 175,000 back in.
Again, this video is on InfoWars.
Kentucky State Board of Elections. This is
Hi, it's Tori again. I just want to I was like speaking to my husband as well, and I was trying to explain something to him. And I told him that you're going to be sending the email because, like I told you, you know, we work with the AG, and he took care of it in 2016. And what he doesn't understand is I said that we were accidentally, like, how were we off in 2018?
Now, I can't tell you. I cannot tell you that that's how. But the only reason that stands is recently we were in litigation. We had, through the course of this last, what's called list maintenance, deemed 175,000 voters is inactive. And then through litigation from different individual agencies, partners, individuals, that suit required us to add those 175,000 back in. Now, okay. You said the only way you knew that in 2018 is you checked and you weren't on. The right. Only way I can envision that that happened is through that process. I can't tell you that for sure because what I can see is not all of the activity record.
Right.
I'm a low man here. I'm not one of the chiefs. And one of the chiefs could probably tell you if it wants.
Well, the thing is, Ann, I work with Governor Bevin's office, right, when this came to my attention. And like I said, my concern in 2016 was, because everyone was talking about all this election fraud, I was like, what if someone votes, you know, on behalf of my husband, then he's going to get automatically deported. That's automatic deportation.
And that
right?
was my first red flag when you called was how, first and foremost, how was he able to register when that first question is. So there are cards, and the cards have a permanent retention. So if you'd like me to, I'll be glad to call. Though they are extremely busy, and this will not be one that will take front burner, I assure you.
The fact that it has me as a Democrat is insane.
As I stated, and as I stated to you prior, all I can do is try to help you in this endeavor. I was here in 16. I worked in the same position, and I would have kind of remembered this maybe. I don't know. That was a presidential election year with a lot going on.
Right.
The only activity I see is 2008, the original registration. And then I see after that a change in 2010. And it looks like the change of backhand for your husband, however, was in 2011.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
November of 2011. So each time it updated his voter registration as well. So I can start investigation of this for you, Ms.
Yeah.
Again, I will emphasize to you that the process for retention on any type of correspondence from 18 has passed.
Right.
We're right at that 22-month period. So the only thing I can do is right now ensure you the method for removal. I have spoken to my executive director in reference to the situation.
Right.
And that's the best avenue I can find for you right now to ensure that you are not on these voter rolls.
Now, right.
On that, and you're speaking to the AG's office in 18, that's something that is beyond my control.
But it's not really funny when I see that we were removed and added back on. It's a little bit crazy, right?
Right. And you're not it's not the only time that I've seen that happen. Individuals who are and hold green card and are able to get driver's licenses, unfortunately, are erroneously registered here. And then when they go through the process of naturalization, they find that out, and they have to go through a lengthy process to ensure that that is denoted so they can re-register. And unfortunately, that error is on the part
of... All right, folks, let's stop right there. We have multiple calls to the governor's office, that was the Secretary of State's office. We have it all. And we have the copies of this woman and her husband, who's not a citizen, on it, and they're totally freaked out. He's never voted. He's not trying to vote. He's trying to become a citizen. She's a Republican, left a long time ago, and checked and found it out. Now, that's what they did. And the Democrats did this, and they're putting this governor in. And you know that's only the tip of the iceberg, and they need to be investigated, and they need to not just recount the votes, the same fake votes. They need to burrow into those names and see how many are fake, and you know they're going to find the 4,000-something they need. That's it. They're done. They lost. They're getting caught.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. Biotriselinium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. Biotriselinium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here announcing a very important development, so please pay attention and please write notes and check out the claims I'm going to make, because this can change your life, guaranteed, in multiple ways. Not just your health, not just your quality of life, not just your teeth, but your political freedom, your religious freedom, your right to self-defense, your children's freedom. We're We're introducing Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste developed by my father, a retired dentist working with oral surgeons, top researchers, scientists, and the number one developer of silver technologies for use in the medical field and for private citizens in the United States. That's who developed this. And yes, it's called whitening toothpaste, and it does that, and it does a great job of it. But it's also got the patented nanosilver that knocks out the bacteria and the gingivitis like nothing else. It's incredible. And then it's got the above-sea coral calcium carbonate, which is known to not only whiten but remineralize your teeth. And so many of the other whitening toothpaste clean them, but they also eat your teeth. So this is the all-around best toothpaste in the world, I believe. And it funds the InfoWar. So it's really magic. I mean, you're funding the information war. You're fighting the globalists, defending all your other freedoms while getting high-quality toothpaste that is the best you're going to find out there, ladies and gentlemen. We are so proud of this toothpaste. It's not meant to replace Super Blue, that is our number one bestseller. It has colloidal silver and iodine and is a great everyday toothpaste and is concentrated. Lasts a really long time. We're really proud of it. We also have it for children as well in natural bubblegum flavor, and it's excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is next level. You can brush with it every day. You can brush with it once a week. Different strokes for different folks, literally. But I can't wait to hear and see your reviews. I can only offer it at 25% off because at $19.95 regular cost, we're making $10 on it. When we go 50% off, we're not making any money. This is not like other toothpaste. This has patented proprietary ingredients in it that are proven and documented and amazing. It has the same nanosilver that's in the wound gel. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this out. You need to purchase this at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it funds the InfoWar, so it is a true non-zero-sum game, a classic 360 win. Thank you all for your support over the years to build this independent institution where we can not just come out with documentaries and films and huge interviews and game-changing investigative reports, but great products like this as well, like X2, like X3. Just everything we do is about game-changing and bringing you science and technology the globalists know about but don't want you to know about because they don't want to empower us. We're here for a pro-human future. We're here to empower humanity, and this does it. And when you buy it, it does more than just take care of your teeth and your gums. It funds the InfoWar. So get in there and get your Super Silver Beyond Whitening Toothpaste today at InfoWarsLife.com. It's going down now. I want to be clear. We've got so much huge developments happening around the world. But why do I keep then harping on Roger Stone's show trial? It's not just that I'm friends with Roger. It's not just they're trying to put me in jail either. It's that this is a move against the entire country and all our rights. They're doing this everywhere. The left in Europe and the United States has weaponized the judiciary and the legal system. And Owen Schroyer just got back from D.C. last night, did a great job reporting there, saw incredible circuses he's going to break down. And I just wanted to get his take on the sense of things and where he thinks this is going. Robert Barnes is with us. I just played recordings from the Secretary of State's Criminal Investigation Division talking to folks that we have documented, our friends of our investigative journalists who live in South Dakota, and her son, husband is not a citizen yet. He's never voted, but they had him on the voter rolls and as voting. So that's what's going on here, and it's confirmed that the Democrats put 175,000 in just one move back on the rolls. They've only won by a little more than 4,000 votes, so that's being contested. But you ask, why are they so openly criminal? Because they get away with it. They never get in trouble with fake whistleblowers and fake dossiers and Russiagate and fake lawsuits against me and the attacks on Trump and saying it's illegal for us to expose or putting Obama officials on the jury, or it's illegal for Don Jr. to expose the fake whistleblower because he's a big Trump-hating Democrat. It's not illegal. So, Owen, it's good to have you here. Marge, it's good to have you popping back in with us. We'll be covering election fraud in the fourth hour. You and I with Millie Weaver with more on this huge story. But that's at InfoWars.com exclusively. And you notice time and time again, we break it first, and it's national news the next day. But they usually say, oh, arrest Jones. And then they'll change the subject. He released voter roll info. That's illegal, or something like that. Yeah. To deflect away from what they're doing. So, Owen, you were there. You talked to Roger, your former co-host. You're in the middle of this. What was it like?
Well, Alex, I think the problem that we're all struggling with right now is to decide what is the biggest story. You're going to break down the 5G threat to humanity. You're going to break down the illegal voting we just had go down in Kentucky. We're breaking down the, it's beyond a dereliction of justice. This is a sabotage of justice. This is a bastardization of justice, what's going on with Roger Stone, where now this judge, who's not a judge, she's a liberal activist on a bench. She's a revolutionary progressive liberal in a black robe. That's what she is. She's now intimidated people out of their free speech. Not just Roger, who won't even say a word on a camera right now, but all of Roger's associates now. And they say, oh, you're in contempt of court because you dared express your opinion on a Roger Stone.
This woman thinks she's got more power than an ancient emperor.
And sadly, she does. Look at what she's getting away with.
Well, the fear does. They're all over the news. Arrest Jones, Washington Post, federal prosecutors under Obama. Arrest him, arrest him, arrest him.
But it's the arrogance. It's the arrogance of it. It's the entitlement they have it to get away with it. I mean, I've never seen a judge and people get up and just have just total hubris. Like, we know what
Listen,
we're doing.
Tim,
you
can't do anything. Tim's former federal law enforcement, and he says he's never been in a trial like this. He felt dirty leaving it, and he said it's all totally rigged. And he said as well what Tucker Carlson said. She's snorting, cackling, laughing.
Well, like she's running.
Does she have flying monkeys up there with her?
If she could, she probably would. Maybe, you know, pick a couple guys' eyes out because they didn't like what they
said. There they are, my pretties. Get them. Fly, fly. Bring them to me.
But you can see it. And I don't know, you know, obviously, Bob, you may hear things, but I don't know what this lady's reputation is as a judge. I know judges have reputations, but man.
We can talk about it all day, but this is who Obama put in the swamp as that judge where they send cases to destroy people. So a reputation is a guillotine operator, right?
Well, my view was that the government manipulated the way they brought the case in order to get it directly in front of her. Clearly, they believed that she would rule in their favor, that she would rule on their side of the aisle. And my view was that there should have been a motion to recuse filed because of the way in which the government had manipulated.
But it wasn't done. And so this is a last gasp of the giant Russia gate hoax. It's like the dinner dessert.
Well, the only person I've ever known to actually tamper with the jury, to interfere or impair a jury during their deliberations process, in any case I've ever been a part of, was a federal judge. A federal judge engaged in ex parte communications. The U.S. Marshal hit it. The court clerks hit it. The law clerks hit it. Everybody hit it. Everybody conspired with the judge to do what he did. I only knew about it because the judge confessed it because apparently he was afraid that the jury was going to tell me about it after the trial. So sadly, that's the way our system operates. And there was no adverse consequence that ever happened to that judge.
So are they getting more bold because they're confident or because they're desperate? Because they're just like foaming at the mouth criminals.
It's both. I think what's happening is you have a federal judiciary that believes in it's very self-righteous and believes the ends justify the means.
Well, that's it. The left are a bunch of sanctimonious people.
And what's frightening is that there's not enough limitation, not enough introspection, not enough looking back and saying, hold on, how does this appear to the world?
So let's predict what's going to happen to Roger when we come back. And we all know the jury's going to convict him. It's the whole thing's a hoax. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Patriots transform and roll out. All right, you were on fire during the break, Owen, about just everything, how they let demonstrators that are anti-Stone be there but not pro-Stone, totally illegal, just total rigging, setting the precedent, flaunting it, cackling, laughing. You were talking about, it's like a girls' party in there with these FBI agents and everything. It's just so much fun. Roger being beaten up. Nobody's even allowed to tell the public. Everyone groveling in fear. I mean, get into it. Talk about what's happening, Roger, where this is going.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen or heard of anything quite like this. I'm sure, Bob, maybe there's some other instances where someone has been so set up and a court rigged like this, where they rigged the judge, they rigged the jury, they rigged the witness. I mean, literally checkmate over the whole court case. And yeah, the judge is in there laughing, cackling with her first, witness that she gets, the former FBI agent that's now a political operative.
This is all foreshadows of the impeachment.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it puts them, if they can get away with it in an actual criminal trial, if they can get away with Star Chamber type techniques. I mean, the comment I made yesterday was that you have anonymous juries, threatened press, and a gag defendant. That's usually how people would describe a Russian trial, not a trial in the United States of America.
But they don't just gag the defendant. They gag anybody associated with the defendant.
Yes. It's extraordinary.
Well, it's all intimidation. This judge is like, shut up. Nobody talk about anything. I'm in command. Bring in more Obama and Hillary people and appoint them.
And shut down that journalist down there. I mean, Jacob Engels is a writer for the South Florida Post. He's following the Roger Stone story. He lives in Florida. He's not allowed to talk. He's being held in contempt of court now for his First Amendment. They want to go after Alex Jones because he dares say it on air. And that's really what it is. It's the fact that you're willing to say it on air.
Well, that's the new thing. Arrest Don Jr. Arrest Alex Jones. And none of it's illegal. Just like Cuomo. If you read WikiLeaks, you're going to jail. And I can read them. You can't, slaves. I'm God. I'm a Cuomo.
Well, it's sort of the Fredo mindset that the political establishment and the legal left has, which is very just it's most parallel to communist states and communist governments is really what it is in the sense.
And it's really happening. So what were your other observations?
Well, yeah, they let the political operative from the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton, Claude Taylor out there with his rat. He has a blow up rat being powered off a government building. That's nice.
Is he the same guy that ate your microphone head?
Yes, yes.
There's video of that somewhere.
Literally.
He grabs your mic and eats the...
No, he tried to eat it. He also wiped his nose with it, his butt with it. He shoved it in his tailpipe, too. Literally in his car. Yeah, there he is right there. That's Claude Taylor. With his little Trump rat there. He brought it out again for the Stone trial.
So this is who Roger jumps out on him like the Spanish Inquisition.
But this guy's allowed to be out there, set up his, 10, 20-foot blow-up rat doll or whatever the thing that is, and that's perfectly fine. But if you're Jacob Engels and you want to organize people to support Roger because... But again, the left protest...
They threatened to arrest him to his face.
And then what happens? It's like, yeah,
it's worse. The federal judge lets them plug into the courthouse power for the rat. So Roger's walking in, and there's people with Russian flags saying, oh, thank you, Russian comrade, and to set him up, huge plastic rats saying he's a traitor, and the judge is smiling with their flying monkeys, doing circles around the castle.
It's the way the case is looking, it does not look like a fair and impartial trial, and that's the problem. There has been an inadequate amount of concern by the judicial system and by the prosecution for a case that at least should look fair. Even if you're not going to have a fair trial, at least try to have the appearance of fairness. And it's frightening the degree to which there is a cognizant awareness that this is a trial that doesn't look fair, that anybody who comments on it about any unfair aspect of this trial is being threatened in some manner with either criminal prosecution by lawyers on social media or by members of the press who are described as quote-unquote experts. I mean, what makes someone an expert in the issues related to jury issues? The prosecutor that they quoted as the expert in the Washington Post, who was calling for the Department of Justice to come after Alex Jones and anybody who was raising questions about the jury selection process, that same person, what makes her an expert? She was not even aware of the First Amendment constitutional protection of that issue until other lawyers brought it to her attention. So, I mean, it's
just... Well, they are. They're just assaulting, and it's a head-on assault.
And if they can get away with this, the reason why Roger Stone's case is much bigger than Roger Stone, if they can get away with it in this case, impeachment's going to be a complete farce. Because if they can do this in an actual criminal trial that has a bunch of constitutional rules and statutory rules that limit what they can do, imagine what a Schiff is going to do. They're going to see this as a green light to create a complete star chamber.
Well, that's what they're doing to everybody, and they've said that. In fact, the lawyer for the fake whistleblower, I was a big fan of Epstein. We've now found his tweets. He literally says he'd be honored to know Epstein. He likes him. He is the same guy that was saying we're going to use lawyers to take down Trump.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
In a coup. By the way, we've got exclusive footage inside the courtroom of the judge and others here in a moment. We're going to be rolling. As soon as you have that footage, just go ahead and roll it. Please keep going.
So, yeah, it's this case is much bigger than just what's happening in that courtroom. So there's been an inadequate amount of concern for what's taking place, for how it's taking place, for the way it's going about. It looks like in sort of 19th century Australia, all railroads and kangaroos.
You know, the judge has a good figure, though. Look at her right there.
She does look good in that black gown.
The whole nature of what's taking place makes it look like it's a political trial that's being done by the Politburo rather than a federal district court.
You tell that Washington Post, I'll have him arrested and boiled alive. Get them. Tell the Americans to shut up. CNN, MSNBC, fly, fly. Actually, we have audio. Can you guys back it up? Can we have audio? Come on, guys. Back though. In a minute. I got audio in there, too.
This is the courtroom.
Roll it with audio, please. Sorry, keep going.
USA! USA!
All right. Yeah. Okay. Please keep going, guys.
Well, I think that all of America should just be appalled and stunned at witnessing what's happened to Roger Stone. And that's why they don't want people talking about it, because they know that's the case. They know that if people had an objective view of this.
The merits of the
yeah, I don't know what they're doing in there. It's okay. Just keep going, guys.
Well, we just had some. We were trying to get the audio from inside.
I'm going
to
go back there. Keep going.
With the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hold on, thanks.
So, I think America should be appalled by this because, like you said, if they can do this to Roger Stone in this criminal trial, they can do it to anybody they want. If they can intimidate the media from not reporting on this because they're going to threaten you with arrest or something, then, you know, where are they going to stop?
And the importance of high-profile trials is it educates the American public on their rights. And so what happens when those rights are not protected and not respected, and either people inside the courtroom or, in this context, people outside the courtroom are threatening people if they talk about their rights and exercise those rights, then those rights are going to fade. In other words, the way in which institutions like slavery, institutions like violating civil rights in the post-1865 South, most of those things happened outside of the legal system. The law, the books on the laws did not allow what was taking place to take place.
By the way, people rigging courts, racist people rigging courts against black people, those were Democrats.
Yes, it was
the Democrats who did it.
Imagine if you could not discuss jury selection and bias in the jury selection process, these outside legal scholars and so-called experts, according to the Washington Post, would have made it a crime for someone to identify that a Klansman was sitting on a civil rights jury or a jury involving an African-American defendant. That's how ludicrous these applications are. That's how dangerous these interpretations of the law are. And that's how they're an imminent threat to democracy.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you right now, I'm proud of the fact we have footage inside the courtroom. And we're having some audio troubles. It just got sent to us from inside the courtroom. So for TV viewers and radio listeners, this is an exclusive inside the Roger Stone courtroom of the judge holding court. Here it is, folks.
I do.
I'm watching my show, look.
Before I finish with you.
She caught me.
Take your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out. Take special care of those ruby sickers. I want those most of all. Now, John!
I want that First Amendment most of all.
Hit him with the fluoride. That'll make him not
George
like
Soros' Media Matters told them, arrest Alex Jones 3 days ago. And they had it on the front of the Washington Post 2 nights later. Ha ha, my flying monkeys. Go, Washington Post. I mean, here's the Washington Post.
But these people are allowed to engage in all sorts of crime. They're allowed to rig courts. They're allowed to rig juries. They're allowed to do it all. But you can't even talk about it, or they threaten you with the rest. Fly! Fly! Fly, Alex, fly! Go to the haunted forest!
Alex Jones ran footage inside the courtroom. I'm not saying for
they
that.
They got him.
It was a grim reaper.
They got Alex.
It was a death threat.
Look,
No. America doesn't have speech.
Oh, my God.
Arrest them.
What have they done to Alex? No, Alex, come back to us.
How dare that American talk about me? Oh, let's see more of the
Alex,
good action.
Look. You should be all right from hopping around. You're a frog in your past life.
Not a gay frog.
Gay frog. Wow. And you know what? As long as
our 6 year turn into a flying monkey.
As long as the world and America can see what happens to Roger Stone, I think that Judge Jackson. Oh wait, she's made it illegal to talk about it. So I guess.
Oh, she said so.
So the world will never. They'll never.
Oh, there'll be articles out tonight. Jones threatens judge with flying monkeys. Did you bring a flying monkey?
That was a pretty.
I thought she had you possessed. I thought Judge Jackson literally possessed you with her crystal ball.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.